We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Game 2, Islanders, Penguins. I'm excited. I'll be in the building tonight. And joining us right now, guy who had a long, successful career with the Blackhawks, the Coyotes, the Flyers, the Sharks, I'm trying to think of the Kings, I think, for a year or two. And that is the very talented Jeremy Roenick, who you could see on TV tonight. Jeremy, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Jeremy, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good to be with you. How's it going?
Good.
Well, we're excited. I mean, the Islanders, for the first time since I think it was before you played in the NHL, all right, the Islanders are hosting a playoff series with home ice advantage. What did you think about that atmosphere and the overall performance of what you saw in Game 1 at the Coliseum?
Well, let me just say I'm really happy that they're playing back out at the Coliseum. I love that building. I love going and playing there, the atmosphere, I think the history. The ghosts that run that building, it just seemed just gave you chills, right? Watching
yes.
the four Stanley Cups in the early 80s, and you know, being able to meet some of the guys that played for that, you know, those teams back then, playing with some of those guys back then. There's so much history with the Islanders. Unfortunately, they always have to take a back seat to the Rangers, but I think they are doing probably the best job that anybody in the National Hockey League has done of surprising hockey fans, and you know, showing that they are a team that A, are fun to watch, and B, have a chance to go really far because of the way they're coached and the way that they play together. They've been one of the surprise teams of the National Hockey League. I think them and the Calgary Flames, the two biggest.
Well, the thing that they've done so well this year, Jeremy, is not give up goals. I mean, that's really been, they went from one of the worst in the league to the best in the league as far as that.
No, not one of the worst.
Right,
the worst.
Right.
The worst.
The best. The worst. And that's in 1 year to be able to do that. I don't know if I've ever heard or seen any sports team, major sports team, to do that. It's one thing to go maybe worst to first and standings,
right?
But goals against where there's so many on a year basis, that just is amazing. It's an amazing accomplishment.
How much credit do you give this head coach? Because obviously came here with a resume, winning a Stanley Cup, but there have been changes. Look, Robin Leonard came here. What a great signing that turned out to be, and he's had a fantastic year. But how much of the credit for this turnaround do you give Coach Barry Trotz?
A lot of it. And, you know, anybody that says coaches don't win hockey games is crazy, because there are a lot of intricacies that go into being a coach, whether it's putting together the right system, being a good bench coach, knowing which players match well with each other, being able to press people's buttons, being able to pat somebody on the back and kick somebody in the ass. There's so many different things and variables that coaches have to do throughout the course of the year that have to hit 20, 23 players and make 23 players or 24 or 25 players respond. And, give a lot of credit to the players to accept Barry Trotz, to play to his system, to believe in his mentality and his coaching. I think Lee has been a really big part of that. I think a guy who's a character guy, who's now the captain of the Islanders, maybe not the most talented person, but a guy that has a big heart, plays the right way, and is going to have everybody thinking the right way. So, and you just made mention of it in Robin Leonard. I was one of the hardest on Robin Leonard when he was in Buffalo. It seemed like every time we had Buffalo on television, you know, I was ripping him here or ripping him there or criticizing him here. But I voted for him for the Vezina Trophy this year because I think he's the comeback player of the year.
No doubt.
The Masterson for overcoming the life obstacles and putting, you know, his professional career first. And he deserves all the credit in the world, and he's pushed Thomas Greiss to be better, and he's given the team something to back themselves up on and have confidence in. Good for him.
Jeremy Roenick with us talking playoff hockey, game two tonight with the Islanders and the Penguins at the Nassau Coliseum. All right, how about Pittsburgh? We know the pedigree of this team. There's no doubt about it. They're a very dangerous team. Three Stanley Cups since 09, whatever it is. Crosby, Malkin, the whole deal. How about the Penguins now? What do they got to do to the Islanders to win this series here, Jeremy?
They have to play. They have to play stronger defensively, which has been kind of their nemesis this year. You always know what you're going to get out of Malkin and Crosby. Kessel's been hot offensively. Gensel's been hot offensively. But if you can shut down those guys, at least keep them quiet off the board. Be very good special teams. You know Pittsburgh's never going to quit. Crosby's going to have them battling. But I think the Islanders just have to keep doing what they're doing and playing with energy and playing as a team defense. If they can frustrate the Pittsburgh Penguins offensively, they're going to take penalties. Malkin will take penalties. Kessel will take penalties. Then they can move on from there. But they just have to stay patient. They cannot take it more than one period at a time against Pittsburgh.
We're talking to Jeremy Roenick. Game two, Islanders-Penguins tonight. It airs at 7:30 on NBC Sports Network. And game three, we mentioned this before, it'll be a noon start on NBC, airing exclusively on NBC Sunday at noon. Obviously, everybody has to make their NHL playoff debut. You don't have experience without getting experience for the first time. What is that like? Because we saw the young emerging star Matthew Barzal get that first taste the other night. What's that experience like when you're in the playoffs for the first time?
It's both exciting and nerve-wracking, I think, because you hear a lot of people and a lot of players say that the pace increases two or three steps. The intensity increases two or three paces, and for a player who's never been there, that's really hard to grasp because you think it's a fast game anyway. Matthew Barzal plays at a fast pace every single time he's on the ice, every single shift. He's one of my favorite players to watch because every single time he's on the ice, something happens. But now he's seeing that the playoffs, that every single shift becomes even more of an intensity battle. And it's so difficult to understand until you're in the fight, until you feel the way you feel after a game. You feel so much more spent, more drained, more sore after a playoff game than you do in a regular season game. And it's mentally exhausting because this is the time where hockey players love to play. Their paychecks stopped on April 6th. The paycheck stopped. Right. None of these guys get paid to play in the playoffs now. They get paid for bonuses for how far they get. So it says something about these NHL players where we have the best hockey when they're not getting paid. And I think Matthew Barzal is seeing why it's so exciting being in the playoffs, to be in all the attention, all the speed, all the dynamics. It's great. It's a great time of year.
I want to switch gears to the Tampa Bay Columbus series for a second, because we saw the unbelievable, like a historic year that the Lightning had. And then they blow that 3-0 lead and lose to Columbus in game one. How about that series? I mean, do you fully expect Tampa Bay just to bounce back maybe and just win this series easily? I mean, how about that?
Well, I don't know if easy is – I don't think easy is a word that you can use in the National Hockey League playoffs anymore.
Sure.
I think, there's so much parity in the game right now, and I still think Tampa wins, no question. They just made it harder on themselves. So when you take your foot off the pedal like Tampa did the other day, or run into a real hot goaltender like they did the other day and end up losing a game, if you're going to lose a game, especially if you're the best team in the league, the first game is probably the best one to lose. I mean, it wakes you up quick.
Right,
there's no danger, but they've made it harder for themselves. So if they want to win a championship, that's one more game they have to play. Trust me, one more game in a playoff season is grueling. So they're just making it tougher on themselves, but I think they'll bounce back and win relatively easy tonight. I mean, I say that now, but Columbus has a big heart and has a coach that's going to have them going tonight, because now they believe they can win.
And I'd have to think, last year they lost in the conference finals. the year that they had this year, racking up 128 points, winning the President's Trophy going away. And we all know basically winning the President's Trophy is a kiss of death in the National Hockey League. But you'd have to think the pressure on them is through the roof considering how much better they were than everybody else throughout this regular season.
Well, it's and I agree with you, the kiss of death. I won the President's Trophy four times and lost in the first round twice.
Unbelievable.
So, I know that means jack squats, to tell you the truth. But, you know, it's one thing to be as good as you are in the regular season, but no matter how good of a team you are, you also have to raise your level in the playoffs. It's, you know, Tampa has got to increase their level. You know, they didn't increase their level in game one. Yeah, they came out and got up to a 3-0 lead, but there was a couple mistakes made by Columbus that allowed them to go up 3-0. All of a sudden, Columbus gets rid of the mistakes. Bobrovsky tightens up. Tampa doesn't raise their level, and the next thing that happens is you lose. You know, I mean, if you watch the goal by David Savard the other day, the defenseman, and you watch Victor Hedman just do an all-out flyby on a defenseman that's carrying the puck into the middle. I mean, that's just being, you know, not mentally prepared to up your game. And Tampa's got to dig down deep now. There's no question about it.
Now, the Islander fans have one eye on that Boston-Toronto series, obviously, because of Tavares. And Toronto wins game one, won it easily, 2-4-1. How about that series? What do you see there, Jeremy?
I was very, very impressed with Toronto. It was probably the best game I've seen Toronto play all year, defensively, offensively. I think Anderson was really good. I don't think Boston was as sharp as they usually are. They didn't get any bounces. I would expect Boston to still win that series. And, you know, they have really good leadership, and their young guys follow their leaders as well as anybody in the league. So, I would expect Boston to get to come back in game two, tie it up. But, you know, Toronto's got to make believers out of people. And I think having Tavares there, having Marleau there is really going to help them this year.
Talking to Jeremy Roenick, do you think the Islanders pull this series off?
You know, I'll be convinced tonight. If the Islanders can find a way to win this game tonight and hold home ice advantage, I'm going to be more of a believer. I picked Pittsburgh in seven only because of their pedigree, only because of Crosby, only because of Malkin, because of Kessel, because of Letang. That's the only reason why I picked them. But listen, you guys know as well as I do, when you have a team that's committed to playing together, you have a team that's committed to work. Work will beat talent 7 days a week when talent doesn't want to work. So we'll see what happens. But I picked it in seven games, so it can go either way.
Right.
To tell you the
truth. And I think that's how the Islanders have gotten here, based on work and playing together. That's how they overachieved.
100%. Well,
that's
100%.
That's a great line. Work will beat talent if talent doesn't want to work. Yeah, well, that's a tremendous.
Yeah, well,
I got to keep that in mind, Jeremy. I like that.
It will.
And no, I understand.
Will talent seven days a week when talent doesn't want to work. Yeah. It happens all the time.
I like that.
And I think Barry Trotz said that to the guys.
I'm sure.
And it's a part of why they've had great success.
All right, before I let you go, Stanley Cup Finals, who?
I predicted Boston and St. Louis. I don't know. I'm kind of going against the grain with Tampa. You know, having a year like they had is pretty tough. But that Washington Capitol team, they seem pretty strong also. But also they got caught, you know, they got caught sleeping a little bit last night too and made that game a little bit interesting. But I'm still going to go with Boston, St. Louis. We'll see what happens.
All right.
We shall see. Thank you, Jeremy.
Jeremy, appreciate it.
All right, you guys. Have a great time. Anytime for you guys. All right?
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
We do appreciate that. Jeremy Roenick. And tonight, game two of the Islanders-Pittsburgh Penguins series will air on the NBC Sports Network at 7:30 p.m. And then game three, middle of the afternoon, exclusively on NBC at noon Eastern time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.